From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Donald Trump is the nominee.
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
It was just over a year ago that Donald Trump announced his intention to capture the nomination for the Republican Party. Many experts predicting at the time that his candidacy would fade with the summer breeze. But here another summer, and the breeze is now at gale force. As last night, Mr. Trump accepted the nomination of the Republican Party for president. He spoke to the party's convention, painting an America in dire straits and describing himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe.
We will be a country of generosity and warmth, but we will also be a country of law and order.
Mr. Trump used his Thursday night address to denounce Democrat Hillary Clinton as part of a political class causing the nation's troubles. Secretary Clinton will accept the Democratic Party's presidential nomination next week. Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during the three-month state of emergency it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that the state of emergency's purpose is to be able to take the most efficient steps to return to democracy and rule of law. The Turkish leader said the armed forces would not take control of the country during this time. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After 2 days of talks in Washington, the United States and its anti-Islamic State coalition allies say they've reached a key moment in their campaign to defeat the extremist group. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the meeting.
So even as it is losing ground in the Middle East, we know already that they're going to try to transform themselves into a global terrorist organization, network capable of orchestrating attacks, as we have seen in various places. And that is also going to take time and is hard work.
For all its battlefield struggles, the Islamic State and its sympathizers have pulled off a series of deadly attacks in the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. These include last week's truck attack in Nice, France, that killed 84 people. The Paris prosecutor says the man who drove that truck through the crowds in Nice had accomplices, and it seemed he had been plotting his attack for months. The 31-year-old driver of the truck was a Tunisian man who'd been living in Nice for several years. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, although there's no evidence linking the driver to IS. French President François Hollande announced a new supply of heavy weapons that is being sent to Iraq next month as part of military assistance in fighting Islamic State, but ruled out any deployment of ground forces there and in Syria. Speaking to reporters after an emergency security meeting on Friday, Hollande stressed the international nature of the fight against ISIS, saying that even if it was France that was attacked on July 14th, it was the world that was actually targeted. President Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against Muslims in the U.S. He made his statements at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan.
For Muslims across the United States and around the world, this is a time of spiritual renewal, a time to reaffirm your duty to serve one another, especially the least fortunate among us.
Mr. Obama said Muslim Americans are as patriotic as any Americans. In 2015, there were about 3.3 million Muslim Americans, making up about 1% of the total U.S. population. A federal court in the U.S. state of New York has sentenced an admitted agent of the Russian government to 10 years in prison and ordered him to forfeit $500,000 in profit he earned from his criminal activity, which focused on acquiring and secretly shipping abroad high-tech microelectronics for Russian military equipment. Alexander Fashenko pled guilty to all 19 charges. And China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled this week to impose an unprecedented penalty of nearly $3.3 million on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. Country's first ruling against air pollution sent a warning to factories across China. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.